yeah, turn two of the hourglass is now in full effect. You are listening to Ovations. My name is I. Robin Booker, and this is the Spirit Soul Music Edition. Here on Spirit Soul Music, we take a music adventure, one that explores the modern spiritual and word and song through its hidden meanings as well as its beauty, lament, and hope. And in keeping with that, let's take a journey with Philadelphia Zone. Live, in fact, from France. The message always in the music when Jilly from Philly is talking about one being the magic number.
Yo, uno es el número mágico en vida y en muerte. Uno es todo. ¿Comprende? If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really, really for me?
Shall get, then that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child who's got his own. Yeah, he's got his own. Oh,
Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. No, 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 no. Papa may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child who's got his own. Yeah, it's got his own. That's got his own, yeah, that's got his own.
Yeah, just dug in the stacks just a little teeny bit for more of that inspirational sound that used to be a portion of all of the music entreaties that you encountered. Philadelphia's own Norman Connors is who you just heard. On vocals, Eleanor Mills. The tune is Wouldn't You Like to See, found originally on his album entitled This Is Your Life, and is also found on a number of greatest hits collections. From Rafael Sadiq, his 2011 presentation called Stone Rolling, we heard Go to Hell. From Stevie Wonder, a classic, in fact, a cover, if you may, of the Billie Holiday presentation, God Bless the Child. Prior to that, you heard from the best-selling gospel album of all time, that being Aretha Franklin's Amazing Grace, the complete collection, something you only hear right here on Spirit Soul Music. And the tune that we played from that live album is How I Got Over, a gospel hymn composed and published in 1951 by Clare Ward. And it's notable as one of the Grammy-winning tunes for Mahalia Jackson as well. Mahalia Jackson also performed that tune almost 50 years ago in 1963 at about this date at the historic March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. And that's the event where Martin Luther King delivered his I Have a Dream speech before a 250,000 people. What is interesting about this tune as well is that Willa Ward, the youngest of the Ward sisters, passed away just recently. And according to Willa, the inspiration for How I Got Over was an experience that Clara, Willa, and their mother Gertrude, as long as other members of their group, had while traveling in the racially segregated South in 1951. En route to Atlanta, they were besieged by a group of white men who were enraged that black women were riding in a luxury vehicle, a Cadillac at that time. They surrounded their vehicle and terrorized them with racist taunts. The women were rescued, and when in a burst of inspiration, Gertrude Ward feigned demonic possession. The men then fled. The result is this iconic tune, How I Got Over. We started out that set with Philadelphia's own Jill Scott. The redo, if you may, of her tune, One is the Magic Number. My name is I. Robin Booker. This is Ovations, and I'm bringing you the Spirit Soul Music Edition.
Your classical and jazz station. This is member-supported WRTI 90.1 FM Philadelphia, 91.3 WRTQ Ocean City Atlantic City, 90.7 WRTL Ephrata Lebanon Lancaster, 91.1 WRTY Jackson Township Mount Pocono, 91.7 WJAZ Somerdale Harrisburg, 91.7 WRTX Dover, and 89.3 WRTJ Coatesville, a broadcast service of Temple University, also available in HD. ¶¶
strong.
Yeah, helping you to find that inner light. The source of all the strength you need to proceed is deep within you. You just gotta believe. From Jody Watley, along with Four Hero, we heard the tune Bed of Roses, which can be found on her album entitled The Makeover, or on Four Heroes CD collection entitled Play with the Changes. Minnie Riperton preceded that. In keeping with the line of advice, she too underscores with her tune entitled Feeling That the Feeling's Right. Every week at about this time, we take a departure from our earthly cares to check out what's happening in the heavens and beyond. Although, this week, we here on Earth as a whole are nodding our heads and bidding farewell to Neil Armstrong, the first human to set foot on our moon. Neil lived a very long life, always held his head high, and was known around the globe for his efforts as an astronaut. On the other side of what we are about to hear, which is Stardate, we always play a wee bit of something, and that includes Neil Armstrong's statement, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Those words are now iconic and will be heard after we take a visit to Stardate and learn a bit about the asteroids.
Stardate, August 26th. There are lots of reasons to study asteroids. There's the purely scientific. Asteroids are leftovers from the formation of the planets, so they can tell us a lot about the materials and processes that formed our own Earth. There's the practical. Asteroids could provide metals, ice, and other resources for future solar system explorers. And there's the scary. Some asteroids could someday hit Earth, devastating large areas of our planet. All of those are among the motivations behind OSIRIS-REx, a mission to study an asteroid that comes close to Earth's orbit around the sun. It's scheduled to launch in 2016 and enter orbit around asteroid 1999 RQ36 3 years later. At the end of the mission, it'll scoop up a few ounces of dirt for return to Earth. RQ36 comes close to Earth's orbit around the sun, so it's a potential danger, says Ed Bayshore, a mission scientist.
It is one of the most threatening of all asteroids right now. It has about roughly a 1 in 1,000 chance of hitting the Earth late in the 22nd century. It's about a 500 to 600 meter wide asteroid, and because of that, if it did hit the Earth, it would actually be a pretty destructive event. Probably wouldn't be a civilization-threatening event, but it would be catastrophic.
Studying the asteroid will help refine its orbit and help scientists ponder ways to protect Earth from future catastrophes, all while learning about the birth of the planets. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.
Tried to warn you, but you wouldn't listen. I tried to warn you, but you wouldn't listen. Revolutionizing gospel for the 21st century. Revolutionizing gospel.
Dynasty
for the 21st
dynasty.
Century.
Dynasty.
Dynasty.
Now hear this.
Dynasty.
Dynasty.
Now hear this.
Dynasty.
Now hear this. New row has arrived.
Dynasty.
Asking for your permission. We are simply taking over.
Imagine holding planet Earth in the palm of your hand, with no regard for your place of birth or claim to any land. The only thing between us now is the truth we understand. If planet Earth was in the palm of your hand, will they say about us here? Did we care for the water and the fragile atmosphere? There are only two kind of folk and the difference they make. The ones that give and the ones that take. Just like the kind
thankful and grateful. So I got a little something that I want to say. You know, like a little prayer. Thank you.
Kravitz giving it up, just reminding you that life ain't never been better than it is now. Prior to Lenny, we heard from Prince, title selection to his album Planet Earth, reminding you to take care of your ultimate home. Spirit Soul Music will return on the other side of NPR.
Your classical and jazz station, this is member-supported WRTI 90.1 FM Philadelphia, 91.3 WRTQ Ocean City Atlantic City, 90.7 WRTL Ephrata Lebanon Lancaster, 91.1 WRTY Jackson Township Mount Pocono, 91.7 WJAZ Somerdale Harrisburg, 91.7 WRTX Dover, and 89.3 WRTJ Coatesville. A broadcast service of Temple University, also available in HD.
Life ain't never been better than it is now.
From NPR News in Washington.